Westwood High School's BioBuilder Club this year explored ways to increase vanillin production in Amacalyptosis bacteria. Due to its specific shape that only allows certain wild bees to pollinate it, the short-lived blooms of vanilla plants most often have to be hand-pollinated, leading to its high costs. To increase accessibility to the popular vanilla flavor at a lower cost, we looked into ways to mimic the taste by genetically modifying already vanillin-producing bacteria. In particular, we considered inserting siRNA that targets the VDH mRNA, inhibiting the translation of the vanillin dehydrogenase that breaks down the compound, as well as increasing the expression of the oxidizing small lactase protein, which will speed up the synthesis of ferulic acid. However, unfortunately, bacteria are not able to sustain with the high toxicity of vanillin, and because we exclusively focused on amplifying production of the compound, the modified form would not be able to live for very long. Still, it is a possible starting point to a sequence of labs that could lead to the final production of a low-cost vanilla plant substitute in the future. Thank you.